Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic, expresses confidence that his visit will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen civilizational connect with the region. India signs deal with United States to procure Javelin anti-tank guided missile systems. Death toll in Nepal flash floods rises to 579, while 1,924 people still missing. India steps up humanitarian assistance to the neighboring country. U.S. President Donald Trump announces biggest oil deal with Venezuela. And India's Velavan Senthil Kumar wins PSA Budapest Squash Open title, beating Balázs Farkas of Hungary. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for his four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic this morning. In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visit to Uzbekistan and the Kyrgyz Republic will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen the civilizational connect with the region. He said that in recent years, India-Uzbekistan strategic partnership has seen significant advancement. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to having discussions with the President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, on further deepening cooperation in trade and investment, digital connectivity, defence, energy, and on advancing the shared visions of Viksit Bharat and Yangi Uzbekistan. The Prime Minister said that at the invitation of President of the Kyrgyz Republic, Sadur Japarov, he will travel to Bishkek to participate in the 26th SCO summit. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to advancing India's vision for the region, anchored in security, connectivity and opportunity, and to working with fellow members for a region free from the scourge of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to threaten peace and stability in neighbourhood and beyond. On the first leg of his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will reach Uzbekistan and hold delegation-level talks with President Mirziyoyev to further strengthen the strategic partnership between the two nations. Our correspondent has the details.
During the visit, both leaders will have discussions on the entire gamut of issues of bilateral importance in Tashkent. India is among top 10 trade partners of Uzbekistan with bilateral trade of around $1 billion, which is the result of the manifold increase of the trade in last few years. Medical, mining and defense are few of the important sectors in which there is a lot of potential for cooperation. India has long-standing and wide-ranging cooperation with Uzbekistan in the field of defense. A joint working group on defense was established in 2019. India and Uzbekistan regularly participate in joint military exercises, DOSLIC, and the seventh edition of this exercise was conducted in Uzbekistan in April 2020. In view of this, the visit of PM Modi becomes very important and is expected to lay the foundation for further cementing strategic and business partnership between both countries. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Tashkent.
In a special conversation with Akashwani News, India's ambassador to Uzbekistan, Smita Pant, said the relations between the two countries are strengthening rapidly and during the Prime Minister's visit, there will be a discussion on increasing cooperation in all areas. She said that the business between the two countries has increased manifold in last few years and during the Prime Minister's visit, both countries will discuss to improve connectivity and reduce the bottlenecks.
Despite connectivity bottlenecks, India aur Uzbekistan natural markets hain. Hum zyada niryat kar sakte hain. Hum equipment, machinery, textile machinery, chemical, dyes, surgical equipments, isko hum export kar sakte hain. Hum unse zyada import bhi kar sakte hain. Because ye resource rich nation hai. Stumbling block jo hai, wo hai connectivity. To isko leke dono leaders baat karenge, dekhenge ki kya kiya ja sakta hai.
India has signed a deal with the US for the acquisition of Javelin anti-tank guided missile systems for the Indian Army. This marks India's formal entry as a customer of the famed shoulder-fired weapon, even as both countries work towards its eventual joint production in India. The US Embassy and Consulates in India, in a statement yesterday, said the Indian Army had signed a letter of offer and acceptance for the purchase of the Javelin. The embassy also said the United States welcomes the Indian Army's signing signing of a letter of offer and acceptance for the purchase of the Javelin. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore said the agreement demonstrated the depth of American support for the Indian Army and created new opportunities for our defense industries to work together. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in the United States for a six-day visit, during which she will participate in the G20 Finance Ministers meeting and hold talks with the CEOs and business leaders to discuss investment opportunities. In Chicago, she will participate in a roundtable conference with prominent investors and engage with leading CEOs, presidents and senior representatives of the private sector. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The death toll from devastating flash floods in Nepal and Tibet has risen to 579, with 1,924 people still missing, according to a data released by the Nepal's National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority. 579 bodies have been recovered so far, while 101 injured people are undergoing treatment in hospitals. The missing figure of 1,924 includes people from hydropower projects, foreign nationals, civilians and security and government personnel. As many as 933 people from hydroelectric projects are reported missing, while 517 foreign nationals remained unaccounted for. Meanwhile, India has stepped up humanitarian assistance to Nepal, affected by flash floods, as the third flight carrying 10 tons of humanitarian assistance has departed for Kathmandu last evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday told the media that India is supporting to Nepal in ongoing relief and rescue efforts.
They told me about exactly what happened to them, how the floods came, and they were very thankful, particularly to the Nepal Army, which made this great effort to get them out of that very difficult place where they were. So right now, our effort is on supporting Nepal in the relief, in the rescue of people. Even spoke to the Nepal Foreign Minister. We have given them a range of support offers.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the biggest oil deal with Venezuela. The landmark agreement with Venezuela will give the U.S. majority control over more than 65 billion barrels of proven crude oil reserves. He said the agreement was secured at no cost to the American taxpayer and will more than double the total American oil reserves. The U.S. administration claims the massive influx to the U.S. oil supply will drive down domestic gasoline prices long term while putting Venezuela's economy on a path toward economic recovery. The announcement comes following months of intense U.S. diplomatic pressure, sanctions enforcement and direct oversight of Venezuelan oil exports aimed at stabilizing the South American nation's energy sector. U.S. President Donald Trump accorded the crew members of the Artemis second space mission, America's highest space award, and also signed the order to create the U.S. Space Academy. India's Vellavan Senthilkumar won the PSA Budapest Squash Open title in Hungary after defeating home favourite Bolaj Farkas 3-0 in the final. He had an impressive run to the title, beating world number 18 and Asian Games gold medalist Yan Giao Ying 3-0 in the quarterfinals before overcoming fellow Indian Veer Chotrani 3-2 in a thrilling semi-final. Senthilkumar capped his remarkable week with a dominant performance in the final. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic, expresses confidence that his visit will strengthen India's strategic partnerships in Central Asia and deepen civilizational connect with region. India signs deal with United States to procure Javelin anti-tank guided missile systems. Death toll in Nepal flash floods rises to 579, while 1,924 people still missing. India steps up humanitarian assistance to neighboring country. U.S. President Donald Trump announces biggest oil deal with Venezuela. And India's Vellavan Senthilkumar wins PSA Budapest Squash Open title, beating Bolaj Farkas of Hungary. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.